This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are not, right at this very moment, too many options for a getaway. A quick break, someplace different to change your pace. But that doesn't mean you can't daydream about it. Mariel Segarra did.
I was sitting on the couch the other day watching TV. Another day, stuck in the house, and I saw this ad for Scotland. It starts with a gorgeous coastline view and then runs through the country's greatest hits. Castles, locks, historic ruins, even a Shetland pony with a big puff of hair on its head. And then the tagline.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
The ad comes from the country's tourism board, Visit Scotland. Gwen Reyes, who does marketing for the board, says they wanted to reach the people who are stuck at home right now.
And what we wanted to say to them with this video is you really need to think about getting Scotland on your list.
Ads like this one are everywhere. Indonesia's tourism board is sharing photos of the country's national parks with the hashtag Travel Tomorrow. It has competition from Germany, South Africa, Mexico, and Switzerland, which has its own tagline, Dream Now, Travel Later. Claudio Zemp works for the Swiss tourism board.
We wanted to be in contact with our guests. We wanted to be talking to them, making sure that we are thinking of them, that they're knowing that we're waiting for them.
And while they're waiting, Zemp and his colleagues are not above tempting you with some dreamy visuals of a train ride through the Swiss Alps. Switzerland, like a lot of other countries, relies on tourist dollars. Henry Hartevelt is a travel industry analyst at Atmosphere Research Group.
In some countries, tourism can account for 20%, even 30% of their GDP.
In Switzerland, the tourism industry is just about 3% of GDP, but it's also a big source of jobs in small towns. And Hartevelt says if it seems a little early to be luring tourists, considering the pandemic, keep in mind,
especially international travel has a longer lead time and there may be more logistics to consider. They need to start doing this now.
Even though, he says, some places might not see overseas travelers until next year. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.